From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, usually stocks rally the last week of the year. We look at what's happening this week on Wall Street.
First, though, we go to Gaza, where the humanitarian crisis is escalating. It's been 4 days since Israel began launching airstrikes against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. More than 350 Palestinians have been killed in these attacks, and more than 1,000 have been injured. In just a moment, we'll hear analysis of the politics behind the attacks, but we go now to Reem Tarazi of UNICEF. She's in Gaza, and she's the officer in charge there. Welcome to the program, Ms. Tarazi. And can you describe what you're seeing there in Gaza today?
Hi. The situation, as you hear, we have airstrikes since Saturday. And to UN data, 32 children were killed as of Tuesday of this morning. And the numbers is rising because still the rescue teams fighting survivals and they're still injured in hospitals and critical cases. It can be arise this number. And I can tell you that children living in fears, they cannot sleep, they cannot eat.
How are the hospitals coping with so many people wounded?
In fact, the hospitals are overcrowded. They have lots of wounded people in their hospitals. The UN and other agencies trying to help them with some medical supplies.
But there have been reports that some of the supplies have not been able to get through. Are there enough medical and first aid supplies there to take care of everyone who has been wounded?
It's really worth to mention that this situation these days is coming after 18 months of blockade of Gaza, which is suffering from a lack, shortage of basic commodities, fuel, electricity, medicines as well, safe water. As you said, exactly the shortage of drugs and medicines as well.
Reem, you mentioned how frightened the children are, understandably. What do you tell them to try to allay their fears?
The children?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have my own children, and it's really not easy. But I can, maybe because, for example, we do working with our partners, working we have toll-free that providing some help to parents. They start in calling them, asking these questions, what can we do for our children living in fears? So give them some advices to try to find a safe place in the room, one safe room in the house, trying to calm them down to let the parents to have some time with them, to play with them, just to distract their attention to the environment, just to feel that we are in a safe room now, just to have the feeling of security, and just at least at home, not to be exposed outside.
Reem Tarazi of UNICEF spoke with us from Gaza. Thank you.
Thank you.